In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We come now to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is also the central petition. Give us this day our daily bread. And before we comment on the petition itself, it should be pointed out that we see a shift in the focus of the Lord's Prayer occurring here. The first three petitions look to heaven, as is made clear by the adjective thy. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And as was noted a couple weeks ago when we left off, they're all wrapped up in the cause on earth as it is in heaven. So that we're praying for God's name to be holy, His kingdom to come, and His will to be done here among us, even as it is in heaven. But the pronouns following that pivotal clause on earth as it is in heaven provide a new perspective. Us. A new pronoun is introduced. Give us our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us. The entire weight of the focus has thus come down from heaven to earth in the midst of the prayer. We've prayed for God's holy name, His kingdom, and His will to be done among us, and now we state the reason why we make those petitions, namely that we might receive our daily bread, forgiveness, rescue from temptation, deliverance from evil. And all of this, dear friends, once again, is directly fulfilled right there at the holy altar. As Dr. Luther explains in the Small Catechism, the daily bread for which we plead certainly includes everything that has to do with the support of the body, of support and the needs of the body. Food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, and so forth. All the petitions in the Lord's Prayer have a similar general sense to them. But there is also a specific and direct sense for which we make these petitions, and this comes through loud and clear with the central petition regarding daily bread. And that specific and more direct sense is Christ Himself. Thus, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are praying, give us Jesus. He is the bread of life. This is made even clearer when we consider the fact that the word we translate here, daily, is found nowhere else in Scripture except in the Lord's Prayer. And that word is, the Greek word is epiousion. And when we break that word down, it can be and probably should be interpreted and translated to mean supernatural. For the prefix epi means upon or over, and ousion means essence. So when you put those together, you have over or above the natural essence, or supernatural. And knowing this changes things a little bit, doesn't it? Give us this day our supernatural bread. That gets at what we're really asking for here in the Lord's Prayer, which is again, Jesus, who says, I am the bread of life. But even if we translate epiousion as daily, as we all do, this still brings to mind the supernatural bread for which we're praying here, for we recall the daily bread God rained down upon the Israelites in the wilderness. It was that heavenly manna that sustained the Israelites in their journey through the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. And it is the same for us, the new Israel. For Jesus identifies Himself as the true manna, the bread of life, come down from heaven to save and sustain us. His flesh is true food, and His blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on His flesh and drinks His blood abides in Him, and He in them. This is the supernatural bread of life, given to us to strengthen and sustain us as we make our way through the wilderness of this sinful world to the promised land of His eternal kingdom, which has no end. Realizing that our request for daily bread is fulfilled directly in our reception of the bread of life Himself in the sacrament makes the following petition so fitting. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. First, we note the conjunction, that little word, and, ties this petition with the petition for daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The two petitions go together, as well they should, for our reception of Jesus, the bread of life in the Holy Supper, is for the forgiveness of our sins. What we receive from the altar is the very body and blood given and shed for us on the cross by our Savior for the forgiveness of all our sins. He tells us so. Drink this for the forgiveness of your sins. As Dr. Luther notes, these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, shows us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given to us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. The clause, as we forgive those who trespass against us, brings to mind the Holy Supper as well. For it brings to our mind our Lord's instruction to settle our debts and make peace with our enemies before approaching the altar. Thus, when we come to the altar, we come to the holy altar to receive the forgiveness of our sins with no harbored hatred or animosity, no holding of grudges toward others, but rather with hearts willing to forgive those who sin against us, even as we know how desperately we ourselves need the forgiveness of our Lord. And, at the same time, it is the very body and blood of our Savior in the Holy Supper, which we receive, that empowers us to depart in the peace and the strength to go forth and show His love and His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness to others. So it is, dear friends, that here at the altar in this holy place, the same Lord who spoke to Solomon says to us, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. For here, in His holy house, does He distribute to us His sacrifice that He made on the cross for our sins. Here, we, His people called by His name, humble ourselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways. And He hears and forgives us. For His eyes are open and His ears are attentive to the prayer that is made in this place, especially to the very prayer that He gave us to pray. The prayer that goes together with His words that bring to us the bread of life we need for strength. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Jesus says in response, this is my body and my blood. Take, eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.